What do you think? A man had two sons. Beauty opens the world to grace. Beauty may prepare you for the gospel of faith, the faith of the gospel. Beauty is a preparatio evangelium, a preparation for the gospel. And so Bach is a prelude to faith. You will recognize the two sons of today's parable, one strong and one weak, one secular and one religious, one compliant and one defiant, one directly negative and one indirectly positive. One comes to faith. 19-year-olds, strong and secular and stepping away from their first identity, recognize our gospel's dilemma, whether to say a meek yes to cradle religion when the heart is steadfastly in the no column, or whether to speak up, to rise up, that is, to stay away, to stay in bed on a Sunday morning, and so to be honest to God, if not happy in God. I walk past snoring dorms full brother every Sunday morning. 41-year-olds, conditioned and religious and doubting in the pew, recognize our gospel's dilemma, whether to say a meek yes to biblicist religion when the mind stays steadfastly in the no column, or whether to rise up, that is, to step away from the fundamentalism that has swamped American religion today like a hurricane turning good cities into mud, or to stay put, to smile, to murmur sola scriptura, and so to be dishonest to God as well as unhappy in God. For 30 years, we have served in churches among such good folk, struggling souls, every Sunday morning. 65-year-olds who have avoided pride and falsehood since 1968, but when it comes to faith, have succumbed to sloth, to a kind of personal laziness, a deadly personal ennui, recognize our gospel's dilemma. Whether, having said a good, honest, heartfelt no some years ago, whether to look real hard then at what condition your condition is in, and then whether how hard this is to think again. About what? About love, about meaning, about God, about eternity, about faith. It takes a leap. And the leap itself takes some preparation. When it comes to faith, there is always a leap involved, and that leap requires preparation. Paul Newman charmed us for 50 years. You remember when he sat next to Robert Redford on a high cliff, in the natural beauty of the great Western mountains, in earshot of a beautiful musical score, in the theatrical representation of the beauty of friendship, in the terrific beauty of a liminal moment of choice, in the playful beauty of rhetorical humor. They, the two, faced a leap which could drown or save. I can't swim, said Redford. Are you crazy? The fall will kill you, chortled Newman. And off they went, and over they went. Faith requires a leap. And leaps require preparation. Our colleague Peter Berger has written about this preparation. I can find in human reality certain intimations of God's speech, signals, unclear though they are, of his presence, joy expressed in great music, which seeks eternity, the human propensity to order, which appears to correlate with an order in the universe, the immensely suggestive experience of play and humor, the irrepressible human propensity to hope, the certainty of some moral judgments, and last but not least, the experience of beauty. Beauty prepares us for faith Bach is a prelude to the gospel. When you stand before your grandchild in the hour of birth, you might think about that. When you look into your father's eyes as he lies critically ill, you might think about that. When you realize that you have found a real friend, one real friend, a lot for one lifetime, you might think about that. When you look at your beautiful country in a mess and wonder whether you should bestir yourself to write a check or make a phone call, you might think about that. When a sunset seizes you, when a poem teases you, when a sermon freezes you, you might think about that. It takes a leap. Faith always takes a leap. The beauty of our gospel today, in part, is found in its silence about what caused Brother One to take his leap, to turn around, to come back, to be seized by the power of love. We do not know. Only Matthew tells this story. His telling is then misremembered in 5 different versions in its textual history. Its challenge and promise are the same, that the irreligious can often be awakened to a realization of spiritual need, while those who are more righteous are sometimes impervious to the gospel and make no progress beyond the formal morality which they already possess. Something beautiful may have prepared our brother, just as Bach may prepare you today. Bach may lift your soul. Bach may lift your soul beyond youthful grunge. Bach may raise your soul out of religious hiding. Bach may sear your soul with beauty and call you out of 40 years of spiritual sloth. It would not be the first time. Today we hear a song of thanksgiving, a grateful, a beautiful anthem. Bach's cantatas, in fact, were conceived and should be regarded not as concert pieces at all, but as musical sermons, and they were incorporated as such in regular Sunday church services. I wonder whether the beautiful holiness of this music will touch you. I know that you swore an oath on your last visit to the Vietnam Memorial that you had turned your back on all that, all this, all gospel, all God. I know. I did the same. But I wonder whether there is preparation this morning for your return. I wonder, too, whether the flat building, shallow music, one-dimensional fundamentalism you overhear as faith has soured you. I know it did me too, but I wonder whether this is a preparation this morning for your return. I believe that it may be. I know that the lonely, awkward wastelands of freshman year can make you question anything lovely and lasting, and question whether there is anything lovely and lasting. I know they did me as well. But I wonder whether there is here for you this morning a preparation for your return. Son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. Amen.